Hello there. Thanks for joining me in the Psychology Report. I would like to touch on a topic that I've talked a little bit about from time to time, but because it's so important, it's good to remind us that we can control the stress in our life. We can control the dynamics of stress in our life and thereby live a little bit more relaxed, live a little bit more friendly, live a little bit more at ease and peaceful. But it takes a formula. It takes following a formula, you know, for that to occur. Just to say that I'm stressed and I need to reduce my stress will not do anything for you. It isn't until you take a formula and apply it that you will experience the reduction of stress and the enhancement of positive living. It's like anything else. If you're going to terminate your alcohol use or control it and bring it down, you have to follow a formula. You can't just wish it or say it. You've got to follow a formula that will actually accomplish that goal. The goal can be accomplished, but you got to follow a formula. So what I'd like to do now is just introduce to you what is called the Sparkle Formula of Stress Reduction. The Sparkle Formula. So we're going to take the letters of the word sparkle and apply them to the issue of stress and how you're handling stress in your life. Now, stress, generally speaking, is facing a situation that is beyond your ability to manage because it is so overwhelming, it was so unexpected, you don't have the tools, the personal tools, to manage it or to change it or to correct it or bring it under control, that it puts you into a state of overdrive, puts you in a state of high level of arousal to the point that your adrenal gland pumps adrenaline into your body and gives you that surge, which we know as a panic attack, because you're getting too much adrenaline for the situation that you're in at the moment. So that's stress. Anything, any situation that you're facing is beyond your ability to handle, beyond your ability to cope with. You just don't have the tools, you don't have the experience, you don't have the time, you don't have the know-how. You don't even know what's going on. And if you don't, you're going to experience this overwhelming feeling of emotion called panic and anxiety and fear and being threatened. So let's take a look at the Sparkle Formula of Stress Reduction. Number one, S, sleep well. Now, generally speaking, most people need 6 to 7 hours of sleep. 8 is good, but 6 is minimum, so anywhere between 6 to 8 hours of sleep is probably the best way to organize your sleep patterns. However, under high levels of stress, and particularly chronic stress, stress that goes on for a period of time, you better make sure that you're into the 8 hours of sleep, and maybe periodically even a 9 hour sleep pattern would be helpful. In other words, sleep gives us strength. Sleep restores our neurological components, the chemistry of our brain, so that we can face and handle the circumstance that we're facing and we're dealing with called stress. So not only does sleep allow you to relax and allow you to maybe forget about the situation for a period of time, it prepares you to deal with it when you wake up. So the bed should not be for television watching, balancing your checkbooks, you know, making your to-do list for the next day, arguing with your spouse, checking your email, making phone calls. You know, that's not what the bed's for. Bed's for sleeping. Maybe a book is okay, but beds are for sleeping. So make sure that you do what is right when it comes to a bed. Sleep in it. You might want to read in it. And it's for intimacy, but not for carrying out the business of the day that you didn't get finished and now you're going to do it before you go to sleep. So no laptops, please. Okay, now that's sleep. You got to sleep well. Now, if you're under high stress, I recommend this also. Get an hour nap during the day, a power nap. 1 hour, not 2, 3. 1 hour, maybe half hour. Just take that little doze in the middle of the day, and your stress levels will be aided because you have given yourself a break. You've given yourself a chance to recoup, giving your brain a chance to restore itself. The brain works during sleep. The brain is restorative during sleep. The brain is active during sleep, but it restores and rebuilds and gives you the stamina and the wherewithal, neurologically speaking, to handle what the stress is of the day. Okay, sleep well. Now the Sparkle formula, P, plan every day. You know, we don't do enough of this. In business, the rule is you have to spend a considerable period of time in planning as compared to executing a plan. And in fact, the rule is you spend more time planning than actually executing a plan. You want to make sure that you spend time getting away and that you think and that you talk and you discuss and you reason out and look at alternatives and look at options and so on with your colleagues in the business. And you spend a lot of time talking and thinking and planning. So plan every day. Plan every day. Make sure that you have a to-do list for today and for tomorrow. It's your roadmap for the day ahead of you. You see? A map is an important tool to get us from point A to point B. And when under stress, we sometimes lose our way. We sometimes get disoriented and get confused and we don't go in the right direction. We don't do the right things. We don't carry out the right process to get our goals accomplished. We get confused. So make sure your day is planned. And you plan that the night before. Or you plan that one day during the week and you plan for the entire week. Make sure that you plan and then put into your process a way to accomplish that particular plan by the end of the day or by the end of the week. Sparkle, that's SP. What about A? Well, we all anticipate what today's going to be or what tomorrow's going to be. We all anticipate how that stress situation is going to work out. Sometimes we anticipate and we look for the worst. The worst possible outcome we think in terms of. Well, that gives us anxiety. That gives us fear. That gives us that sense we're under threat. That's no way to think. That's no way to anticipate. Why would you anticipate the very worst possible outcome? Well, sometimes we do that, so we're prepared. Well, rarely does the worst possible outcome ever come to be. It's usually something less than that. So anticipate a moderate outcome. And then if it goes up or down from there, you can deal with it. You can handle it. But don't anticipate all the failures and all the threats and all the negative things that are likely to come about in the future. Think a little bit more positively. Think more constructively. Visualize success. Visualize yourself handling an event in a successful way. You know, a study was done with athletes and performers. And the successful athletes and the successful performers were different from the unsuccessful ones in this way. The successful athletes and performers thought that the audience loved them, visualized the audience loving them, laughing at them, joking in with them in return, feeling good about them, being proud of them, respecting them, liking them, enjoying them. In other words, successful performers and athletes had this kind of positive view of the audience, of the people in the stands, where the negative thoughts were always more associated with performers and athletes that do not do as well and often were unsuccessful. They're the ones that thought the audience in the stands were more negative and more unappreciative and didn't like them and were not on their side and were almost like enemies. So anticipate. Anticipate that good things will come, that good things can come, and that you can make the good thing come about. You don't have to think that all that's up to you, all that's going to happen in your life is a negative outcome, a bad outcome, a poor outcome, a failure outcome. No, that's not the case. Now, that sometimes happens. But expect the good. Expect the better. Expect the best. And expect that you will do well and you'll handle it. And more likely than not, you will handle it. Okay, that's, hey, Sparkle we're looking at, S-P-A. And then now what about R? Well, the R goes with the word relax. You know, to relax, there's a lot of different ways of doing it. Just sit back, comfortable chair, take a deep breath in, hold it for about 5 seconds, 3 seconds, and then slowly exhale in the count of 5 seconds. Take another deep breath in, hold it for about 3 seconds, and then exhale slowly. Exhale over 5 seconds of time, slowly. Then take another inhalation. Inhale again for about 3 seconds. Hold it, and then again, let it out slowly over 5 seconds. And if you do that, you're creating a sense of relaxation in your body. You're putting more oxygen up in your brain that produces a more of a relaxed attitude or relaxed state of the brain and your whole chest and your whole respiratory system comes into a state of rest and relaxation, and your adrenal gland slows down in its functioning and produces less adrenaline, so you don't get that anxiety, that drive, that fear, that hyperventilation kind of stage, okay? So visualize yourself being successful. Visualize what it's like to be relaxed. Visualize what you're like when you're calm. Visualize what it's like when you are in the state of easy does it. And just calmness and relaxation and tranquility. Get those words in your mind. Say them to yourself. See them written on a board in front of you. See them written on the eyelids of your eyes. Those are powerful words. Calm and relax and easy does it and tranquil and serene. Just get those words to prevail in your body and let your body go with them. Let your body flow with those words and just relax and let go and calm down. You can calm your body down. You don't have to have somebody else do it for you. You don't need alcohol to do it for you. You don't have to smoke to do it. You don't have to use marijuana to calm down. You can calm down yourself. You can learn that skill. Practice it. Practice it over the course of a couple weeks and you'll have that skill learned. Forget about all those other false ways of creating a sense of relaxation. So relax. Relax deeply. And just do it by closing your eyes and just being calm and letting your body go and letting your mind be soft and quiet and calm. Okay? Now, we're looking at Sparkle as a way to reduce our stress and a stress management strategy. S is sleep well. P is plan every day. A is anticipate less and less and anticipate positive. And then R is relax. You got to relax a little bit more. You got to relax your body. And then go to K. K, you got to keep your anger under control. Keep your strong emotions under control. Learn that you don't have to act and operate on the basis of anger. Anger is when you just cannot talk and you cannot deal with it. You cannot negotiate. You can't work it out with anybody. You keep it within yourself and you keep it to yourself. And you create an anger because you carry a bad situation within yourself day upon day, and you don't deal with it. You don't negotiate it with anybody. But keep your anger under control. You don't need to have road rage. Anger, I remember, is like a 10-point scale. You're on the upper end of it, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I mean, 10 is like a rage. But just get yourself down to a 5 or 4 or 3. Keep your, maybe even a 6. Keep your level of anger in that moderate range. You can control it then. You can deal with it. And then if other anger comes, you can deal with that because you're in the moderate range. When you're out driving around and people cut you off or do things you don't like, you won't react. You won't overreact because you start from a moderate level of anger. But if you start with 6, 8, 9, 10, you start up there and something else happens and you're in trouble. You're going to overreact and you're going to deal with this in a very inappropriate kind of way. So let your empathy, let your forgiveness come through. Let your kindness come through. Overlook some stuff. Just let it go. Just overlook what people do and what people say. Lots of stuff can be overlooked. You don't have to deal with every little thing that's bugging you or they do to bug you or they say to bug you. Just overlook it. It's water over a duck's back. That's what my grandfather would say. It's over. Let the water go over the duck's back. And if you get a little phrase like that, you can handle stresses and tough times in your life and anger points in time in your life. Okay, number L. L is next under Sparkle. L, laugh. You know, learn to laugh. Be affirmative. Be positive. Just kind of laugh a little bit. Look at it from the point of view of fun. Life can be fun. And you can just say positive statements to yourself. You can say good things to yourself. You can see the good in yourself. You can see the good in other people, even though they bug you at times. But laugh at other people. Laugh at the way that they deal with things. Laugh at the way that they talk. Laugh at the way that they get upset and bother some. Yeah, laugh at yourself even. And you let yourself get upset over some things which are just useless and simple and silly. But let the humor of your life come through. Let the humor of the situation and the humor of other people come into your life. You should be laughing every day. You should have a day that you can say, I've laughed 4 times today. I laughed 6 times today. You know, whatever. Smile and laugh. Those around you and the circumstances that come into your life. And then lastly, under the word sparkle, eat well and exercise. Eat well and exercise. You know, make sure that you're eating your vegetables. Make sure you're eating your fruits. You know, make sure you're eating positive foods. Stay off the carbohydrates. Stay off the sugars. You know, make sure you got a lot of water. Moderate your coffee use. It's okay to have coffee, but in a moderation, okay? Make sure you walk a little bit. Swim a little bit. You're on your bicycle a little bit. Make sure that you get some kind of physical exercise every day so that you park down the street so you have to walk to where you're going. Give yourself that opportunity to exercise. Take the stairs rather than the elevator. If you can go up 1 or 2 flights of stairs, walk it. You see? But build into your life opportunities to exercise your body and exercise your mind and exercise your abilities to withstand the stresses and strains and stresses of life. Okay, thanks for joining me. This has been the Psychology Report. Go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. And remember, every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, here in the West Coast, make sure you tune into centralvalleytalk.com on your computer. Get your computer out, centralvalleytalk.com. Go to the internet, and that's my television show, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. You'll pick me up at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11, and talk a lot of topics related to homes and parenting and children, and you'll be glad to tune in. It'll be a nice little opportunity for you. Share that address with somebody else and encourage them. If you have kids that have kids, you have friends that have kids, you're in the parenting game, listen. Dr. Teach Me to Parent, Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, on centralvalleytalk.com. Bye for now.